Recorder is on.
Message is clear, though.
We're coming back into session, and we are going to recess as the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors and convene as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District and open it up for public comment. If there's any in the room, any online?
None online.
Okay, we're going to go to item B and discussion about Lake Siskiyou Campground.
Good morning, Jessica Skilling, General Services. Hopefully this is the last time I'll be coming. I want to say thank you to the facilities team. As you saw, they did a beautiful job of the office that was inside. It was, the whole ceiling had caved in and it was a mess, but they did a beautiful job. They are going to show up Monday, I hope. We picked roof tiles, and I will be out there early morning to meet up with them and meet up with the new general manager of the campground. So I'm just asking one more extension. I'll bring pictures next time.
Okay, we have a motion to proceed.
Move to approve.
Second.
Call for vote.
Now it's to extend the emergency that we've done before.
Yes.
Thank you. Director Valenzuela.
Yep.
Director Howe.
Aye.
Director Harris.
Aye.
Director Cobstaff.
Aye.
And Director Okra.
Aye. Thank you. And item C, we need to talk about a new negotiator for the Flood District.
I'll do it.
Yes.
Okay, call for vote.
Adam Filippone, Director of General Services and Administrator for Flood. I'm here today asking for support and a decision and a new negotiator for the Mount Shasta Resort located on West Bar Road on Flood Control property.
I'll make him my wingman.
Okay.
So was that a motion?
Move to make Adam our position.
Second.
Point, Mr. Filippone.
Yep.
Thank you. And Cobstaff was the second.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All righty. Director Valenzuela.
Yes.
Director Howe.
Aye.
Director Harris.
Aye.
Director Cobstaff.
Aye.
And Director Okren.
Aye. Thank you. We are going
thank
to
you.
Thank you. Adjourn as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District and reconvene as the Board of Supervisors. And we'll move to item 8A. And we're going to talk about Fish and Wildlife Conservation Board letter.
Joanne Johnson, Project Coordinator for Siskiyou County Administration. I would like to request one minor change to the letter included in the agenda. The original letter has all five signature lines for every board member to sign, but I'd like to request that it's changed to a signature just by the chair.
I'm good with that.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Anything
yes.
else? Okay.
For me.
Nothing for you?
No, he's waiting. He's wrecking.
I can hear him.
You want to talk?
Yeah, I do.
I appreciate the letter. The letter was very well written. And I have to apologize for the back and forth during the the writing of this letter. When this initially came to Supervisor Cobstaff and I saw the Wildlife Conservation or the board making a purchase of 12,000 acres in Scott Valley. I thought, oh my God, here we go again, taking a huge chunk of land off the tax base. But I also want to thank the chief back here at Siskiyou Unit for mobilizing his staff in a quick turnaround with doing some staff work to do the research on what this was all about. So the subject property is already in a carbon reserve plan, if you will, which normally means longer rotations for something like that. However, I do want to say, though, that because CAL FIRE is going to be the administrator of this, I would request that they place a heavy emphasis on fuels management and understory and smaller diameter management, which is usually not done under the carbon piece, but it does no good to hold on to carbon credits and carbon sequestration if you're just going to burn it up. And that's the critical piece that I see missing from most of these conservation easements and how they're managed across the state. This one in particular is so critical in fire behavior to threatening my public in Quartz Valley and Mill Creek, as we've seen in recent years. But there are some fire behavior anomalies there that can't be escaped. And whatever goes forward, I just am trying to impress on CAL FIRE that we please manage in a proactive manner against catastrophic fire on that landscape. More important in this letter, I think everything's articulated in here. This piece of landscape is critical to range management of the Forest Service. The co-op road agreement to Shakopee Creek provides access to the wilderness, but it also picks up third-party access for small parcels, including a couple of homes along this route. The network of ditch systems that feed agriculture in Quartz Valley also originate in these two watersheds, and the conveyance systems come down through that, so it's critically important that those are maintained so that the rest of the economy in that area is not affected as well. But you articulated that very well in the letter. I appreciate the work you did.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
Sure. In the last sentence where we say, including conditions in the final easement will help preserve essential community needs and safeguard ongoing access and operations, I'd like to add where it says safeguard ongoing access, comma, operations, and gain the support of the Board of Supervisors. Because I don't want them to just take this in a blanket form that, oh, it'd be nice to add these. We support the acquisition with these included. Because been there, done that before with Wildlife Conservation Board, where we get promises on one side, on the other side they disappear. So that, I don't know if the rest of the board is okay with that, but that would help ensure it. And then I also think... I've alerted Assembly Member Hadwick with regard to this. She needs to be copied so she knows our position, as well as RCRC.
I would make the motion with those recommendations.
I'll second it.
With the addition, correct?
Correct.
All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And with that, we're going to go into close. Unless we want to do board and staff reports now.
Well, we have an audience?
Yeah. Or we can wait.
Doesn't matter. I'll pass. I'm good. I have nothing to report.
Okay, you're done.
I'm going to RCRC tomorrow. I'll report out next week.
Okay, you're done. Supervisor Harris?
Yeah, I'm good, too.
I'm good.
Go ahead.
I'm not.
Speak, then.
Last week, we alluded to it earlier, but we had an hour and a half or so meeting with Congressman Mamoffa here in Waterica, reaching a number of subjects, including all the water issues and fire issues that we encountered here in the county, as well as the funding issues that OES has in front of them. And then yesterday, Supervisor Kostev and I traveled down to Redding to meet with Tina Bartlett of the Fish and Game. And that's probably the best meeting I've had with Fish and Game in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, very productive.
Very, very productive.
Was that California Fish and Game, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'll pass as well. So we will go into closed.